Matthew 10:28, Jesus addressed the subject of fear. He said, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." As human beings, there are certain things that each of us fear. If the entire human race was to make a list of the things of which they are afraid, probably near the top of every one of them would be the loss of physical life. And while the loss of physical life can be sad and even tragic at times, Jesus wants to impress upon our minds that there is something far worse, and that is the loss of our spiritual life. Temporal death or physical death is a slight thing when compared to the death of the soul or eternal death. Jesus said here not to fear those men who can take the body, that is, who can take our physical life, but can do nothing to the soul or spiritual life of mankind. Not to be afraid of those people, but rather to be afraid of God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. There have always been those who have misunderstood the reality of hell because of some of the words that are associated with it. Whenever we read about words such as kill or death or even destroy, as in this passage, they carry with, or some people believe it carries with it the idea of complete annihilation, that is, that we cease to exist. And the thing that I want for us to look at today is, what did Jesus mean by the word destroy? Well, the word destroy is the same word that he uses in Luke chapter 15, beginning about verse 3 in the parable of the lost sheep. It says, "He spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing." If you notice in verse 4, it says, "if he lose one of them." The word that is translated lose is the same word in Matthew 10:28 that is translated destroy. Now, the question that we need to ask is, did the sheep cease to exist? Was he annihilated? No, the man went to look for him. He was lost. And notice in verse 5, he found him. You can't find that which has been annihilated or that which does not exist. And so in Matthew 10:28, Jesus was not speaking of the soul would be annihilated, it would cease to exist, but that it would be lost. And the reason that hell is referred to as losing our spiritual life, we lose so many things. We lose spiritual life, we lose joy, we lose the opportunity to live with God forever. In 2 Thessalonians 1:9, says those who do not obey the gospel and who do not know God will be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. So we lose out on the opportunity to live with God forever. We lose out on the most joyful life that we could ever experience. We lose association with everything that is good and moral and pure and holy. In Romans 2:8-9, we read there that instead we have the indignation and the wrath of God. In verse 9, we have tribulation and anguish upon our soul. In Revelation 20:10, it says we will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Hell is not a place where we cease to exist, but is a place of torment that will last forever. And Jesus said in Matthew 10:28, don't be afraid of losing our physical life, but rather be afraid of losing our spiritual life. Fear God, who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.